بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate.
يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم.
All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth extols the glory of Allah, the Sovereign, the Holy, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
He it is who has sent to the Gentiles a messenger from among themselves, one who rehearses to them his verses, purifies their lives, and imparts to them the book and the wisdom, although before that they were in utter error. He it is who has sent to the Gentiles a messenger from among themselves. Here the word Ummi, Gentile, is used as a Jewish term. Implicit in its use is a subtle irony. In order to appreciate this, we ought to recall that the Jews used to look down upon the Arabs and disdainfully called them Gentiles. These very Jews are now being told that God, the Most Mighty and the Most Wise, had raised His messenger from the ranks of these contemptible Gentiles. Since that messenger did not rise of his own accord, but was raised instead by the mighty and wise sovereign of the universe, the Jews will only harm themselves rather than the Prophet, peace be upon him, if they decide to clash with him.
وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
And he has also sent him to those others who have not yet joined them. He is the most mighty, the most wise. To those others who have not yet joined them. Muhammad's messengership, peace be upon him, is not confined to the Arabs, but embraces all other nations and races of the world as well, including those who have not yet joined the ranks of believers, but who will do so in the future. He is the most mighty, the most wise. It is a portentous manifestation of God's power and wisdom that He raised a prophet of immense greatness in a nation of uncultivated Gentiles. His greatness is evidenced by the fact that his teachings are so immensely revolutionary and comprise universal principles of such abiding value that they can unify humanity for all times into one community and serve as the nucleus of its guidance and inspiration.
ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
Such is Allah's favor. He bestows it on whomsoever He pleases. Allah is the Lord of abounding favor.
مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
The parable of those who were charged with the Torah and then they failed to live up to it is that of a donkey laden with books. Even more evil is the parable of the people who gave the lie to the signs of Allah. Allah does not direct such wrongdoers to the right way. Even more evil is the parable of the people who gave the lie to the signs of Allah.
Those who gave the lie to God's signs are even worse than donkeys, for donkeys are excusable on the grounds that they are devoid of all understanding. On the contrary, those who were given the Torah as a guidance are possessed of understanding. Moreover, they read as well as teach the Torah, and hence are well aware of its teachings. Despite this, they had deviated from its teachings and deliberately refused to accept Muhammad, peace be upon him, as God's prophet. They did so even though according to their own scripture, the Torah, he was absolutely right in claiming to be a prophet. Thus, their guilt did not consist of not comprehending, but of wittingly giving the lie to God's revelation.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِن زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِن دُونِ النَّاسِ فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين.
Tell them, O you who have become Judaized, if you arrogantly fancy that you are Allah's favorites to the exclusion of all people, then wish for death, if you are truthful in your claim. Tell them, O you who have become Judaized.
The words used here are significant. The audience is not addressed with the words, O Jews. They are rather addressed as, O you who have become Judaized. This because the religion entrusted to the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and to the other prophets before and after him, peace be on all of them, was none else than Islam. None of these prophets was a Jew, nor did Judaism exist in their time. The emergence of a distinct religion called Judaism relates to a period long after Moses' time, peace be upon him.
Then wish for death, if you are truthful in your claim.
The Jews of Arabia were not inferior to the Muslims in respect of their numbers and strength. As for their resources, they were vastly superior. Despite all this, the Muslims prevailed against them. This can be explained mainly by the fact that far from being afraid to die in God's cause, the Muslims simply yearned to lay down their lives. In sharp contrast, the Jews were not committed to any cause for which they would be prepared to fight, and, if need be, to die. Neither for God's cause, nor for the sake of their nation, nor for the sake of their life, property, and honor. They only wished to live, and live regardless of the quality of that life. This excessive love for life had generated cowardice in their ranks.
وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ.
But they shall never wish for death because of the evil deeds they have committed. Allah is well aware of these evildoers.
قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
Tell them, the death from which you flee will certainly overtake you. Then you will be returned to him who fully knows what is hidden and what is manifest. Thereupon, he will let you know all that you used to do.